never stirred anything. He really lit into that.
Would any of you like ginger ale?
I don't care for it, thank you.
Would you like some ginger ale?
Sure.
Would you like some ginger ale?
No, thank you.
Okay.
Don't bother.
Well, one ginger ale.
I wish I could remember what the heck the name of those papers were.
Well, after all, when you see the Forest Grove, you used to carry it's the Forest Grove, the successor to the Times,
the News,
the Hatchet.
Yeah.
And a lot of other.
There was a Press.
The Press.
And an Express.
Express. And after all, the Hillsborough Independent, which preceded, was taken over by the Argus, started in Forest Grove.
The Independent?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think she wants to use the table, so what's in this book? Paul has collected these things on Forest Grove?
She's spread, but this is the only thing I had.
And I know it's got calories in it, but it tastes good.
Well, that's fine.
I'll bring some crackers.
I think everybody likes calories.
This is stuff that Paul has collected. And I had a copy, and the other day he asked me where it was. I said, well, maybe I can find it. So I found it, and I'm going to give it to him, and then I'm going to be glad to forget it.
If you all move down, you can sit together then.
Yeah, why don't we...
That's okay. I got room here to sit. I got to go pretty quick anyway.
Well, this was the copy you had then.
Well, no, this is Paul's copy. I think it's the only copy he had. I think that's why he was digging me to bring it to him.
Oh, I agree.
I'm sorry.
Who's
the Hugh
that asked for it?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Ron McGilver, I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. Well.
Oh, this is...
Times Litho Brock history. I'm not trying to horn in on the Times Litho or Times...
Well, that's a large part of the history of the town.
In 1857, Professor Horace Lyman built a mansion south on the block. We're not sure what else was on the block. 1888, east half of the block was vacant. The west half probably had dwellings. In 1892, additional dwellings built. Well, the water tower was built. When I first bought the lot property on which the basic lot in which the News Times, I should say Times Litho, I get. Building is located. Right, I bought, from the city of Forest Grove, I bought one lot. And then I bought next to it, which was used to be the old city water tower.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Laughlin Hotel was on the corner. It was known as the Laughlin Hotel was not... It was the Oregon Hotel. The Laughlin Hotel was the one down where the undertaking parlor was. That's wrong. The fire destroyed part of the Laughlin. The water tower was converted to utility barn. And then there's a.
Mm-hmm.
That's a number of different construction programs we've had on the News Times property.
Boy, that's a lot.
One reason why McGill was always in debt.
Thank you. I forgot to take a picture of your table.
I think I had my mouth wide open.
These are the various.
There are various acquisitions,
construction projects, and so forth. Well, he's documenting the business.
Well, he had what? He had a couple of students who worked at it, and he got.
Oh, I'm sorry. I called the wrong thing.
Well, here's a chronology of the town. That's interesting.
Territorial legislature granted collegiate status to the new academy under the title Tualatin Academy, Pacific University in 1854. Of course, we know that. Steam railroad came in 1869. I think they went through the same procedure probably which you've done. And these are...
That's the old house that Dr. Ward had, that his
yes.
wife's father
where the old donkey's supposed to spend its declining years. And there's, of course, the old livery stable there.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
well, Eric will have a glass, and I will have a glass. And
Lord, you can't see
it.
What
here,
you can see what it is.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. Dr. Bowlby's drugstore,
mm-hmm.
corner of Main Pacific.
And the Odd Fellows Lodge upstairs.
Yeah, you can.
What is that? Where the First National Bank?
Yeah, right on that corner.
Mm-hmm. You've probably seen these stories, these pictures of
yeah.
them other times.
Yeah.
I think they're all.
Well, most of them. There may be some that I haven't.
Well, I'm giving this to Paul. Paul collected most of it.
Well, I'd like to get together with him sometime and.
Well, he's gonna. He's got a. Gonna have a little room up there with some displays of relics in it and things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a picture of the old Carnation plant.
Yeah.
Where Carnation Lumber Company is now. The
yeah.
first condensery was located in Forest Grove. And then later they built a condensery in Hillsboro.
Mm-hmm.
And then when condensed milk became less popular, Waldo Raines took over this old condensery building, turned it into Carnation Sawmill.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog food people took over the Carnation plant in Hillsboro.
Now, the light is here.
You know, one thing I've never seen or heard anything about in all this history of Forest Grove is when the Forest Grove Dilly Road was torn up and planked before they were getting ready to try to pave. They tore it all up and made a plank
road out
of it.
Thank you very much.
You used to go down to Carnation? No, thanks. He used to go down to Carnation and pick up fertilizer.
There's the old streetcar.
Mm-hmm. Now there's the asphalt plant for Warren Construction, right behind this car, the chimney and the conveyor carrying it up into the big heating plant. And here's a wagon going around behind to get a load, and that sign on the side says Warren Construction Company.
Mm-hmm.
The Oregon Historical Society has the original glass plate of that picture.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It's very sharp and clear.
Mm-hmm. These are duplicates, copies of
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
There's a Baldwin garage, corner of Main A Street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, this will be available. I mean, Paul's collected most of it. And he probably revises some of it.
Oh, Sanborn Map 1912. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I suppose you've been through those.
Yes, we have a set of those at the County Museum.
You can take a look at it if you want.
On that block of his, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I need to do is cook the asparagus and put the dressing over the salad.
And this is the railroad tracks.
Would you like
where
to
they
help yourself to some of the cheese dip? And I'm sorry.
I'm Lorna McGilbrook,
yes.
My husband,
I don't know what to
well, we don't have to go through this now. I'll get together with Paul someday. I would like to check it over, and there may be some things in here we don't have.
Well, they didn't have the original or anything. They just took photostatic
yeah.
copies.
That's a book that Peg Gilbert did for
yeah.
Pacific.
Yeah.
And that, of course, is your paper. 1949 edition.
Never did a real good job.
Well, you
on the Carnegie, on the history of work, the paper. I always get started on, then I get started on something else.
Well, I've read a lot of history today.
I'll bet you have.
After they turned the tape off, I said I was waiting for her to ask them what they'd have for breakfast. I wondered if they could
do that. We don't know anything about yesterday or this year.
I imagine you've had that.
Valley Bank.
But your long-term numbers in time.
Oh, I've never seen that.
Well,
it's pretty good.
1986.
I read in the paper this week about.
Was that when they were starting to get material for this book? And
a little bit.
And you did an article in the paper about that time too, I think, didn't you?
I originally wrote one, and then in the later years I kind of lost contact. We brought in Lisa to, I don't know whether to jazz it up or correct it or what. I don't know which. Probably she was more aggressive selling her services than I was.
Well, yeah, she works for Diversity, and they put the book out, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I have my version, and she has hers, although she used mostly mine. That's all.
Things like that at that time?
Well, I took pictures. I tried to take pictures of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how close to Forest Grove did that fire come?
Oh, down here. Started not very far from Glenwood. In the canyon there, as you go up the old Wilson River Highway, right on, you go up just before you turn. You go up the valley, and then you remember you started to climb up. That's off to the right there. It's supposed to be where it started, where a logger brought in the last, decided it was a very hot day, and Johannesson, who represented the Consolidated Timber Company, holdings a bunch of timbermen, was going out to tell all the loggers to shut down, but he didn't get to this particular one. Anyway, they brought in the last log, they decided, and the cable dragging over powdered stumps and things of that sort. That's where, well, at least that's one place the fire started.
Mm-hmm. The rubbing of the cable got hot.
Yeah, friction.
Well, they used to run it around a stump to make a curve, you know, and it would just wear right into the stump and get real hot, I suppose. Well, I had heard that it came pretty close to the edge of town here on these hills. I don't know.
Well, it came so that the chickens went to roost dark enough in the daytime.
From the smoke?
Yeah. Mm. And we had ashes and things like that in the streets of Forest Grove.
Well, it couldn't have been too far away.
Well, it got quite dark in Portland. I mean, like evening.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had a friend that flew over it when he was in the service. Well, I don't know if that was, he was in the service. That must have been the second or third one. Because he says it was a mile after a mile, which he flew back. Because the smoke layered it all over this permit.
There were three main fires, 33, 39, and 45. At 6 year intervals.
He must have been 43.
Could have been lightning, could have been almost anything. Well, I remember living back in Pennsylvania at that time, and I didn't know the West, I didn't know where the fires were, but we were getting red sunsets from the smoke.
Is that right?
In the East, yeah. It just carried right across the country.
That's one of the big challenges in this country. Find the atmosphere there in one man's lifetime.
Yeah.
Scary, too. I think that such a short time in history.
Yeah.
Can do so much mischief.
Well, I go back to Washington almost every year, where one of my sons is, and visit. And when the plane comes down, you see this layer, like a gray cloud, and then you get down underneath that and land. It just hangs right over the city.
Did you get some of this?
Yes, I sampled it quite generously.
Well, good. Dinner's almost ready. I'm just cooking the asparagus now.
You quite substantially remodeled this thing after the fire, didn't you?
Yes. Particularly this room. What we did was we kept the outside as near as the original as we could. We did not. We had to replace the windows here. They'd already been replaced, so we could never get dash of this story thing, and I wasn't willing to go back and have that. Gladys had always wanted this kind of room, so this is what we splurged on. We call this her dollhouse.
You call it that. I want to know the way their windows slide. I think that's so attractive.
Yeah, these tracks for the sliding windows.
Well, in the Orient, where the Japanese use this, they use actually rice paper. And the custom is, at the end of each year, the party, they knock them all out, and then they put new ones in. That's kind of nonsense. So the architect says, well, why don't we put plastic in them? That's pretty much, actually, we have almost a